This is King's College School's theatre review of Wojciech, which we saw last night. Let's talk about how we responded to it. How did we find it, guys?
Harrowing.
Harrowing, yeah.
Any other takers?
I really liked it. It made me really want to read the original one because obviously a lot of the people who came to see it had like studied it before and were all kind of looking out for the bits that they knew. But I don't know. I feel the setting was really interesting, but it kind of made me want to know what happens in the real one and not in like a modern adaptation.
What stood out for you as someone who didn't know the text? What scene in particular sticks in your mind of the many that might well have done so?
Probably his best friend, like beating him up.
Mm.
That was very well staged.
Yeah. It was very nice.
Actually, I thought the stage fighting was felt a little like weightless.
Really?
Well, at points, like when they were on, when
some
they were
some
off
of the
standing.
Hits didn't seem to land and
yeah.
felt
yeah.
a bit overplayed, but
I think that was.
But
yeah,
some
I
of them
was intentional.
Some of them certainly landed.
But definitely a couple, particularly when he was lying down and the shoe hit the face.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
that sounded
no, that was
very
yeah,
real.
That sounded pretty real.
My favorite detail was the meat wall in the
yeah.
second
half.
Oh,
that was so disturbing.
What do you think that was?
I think it sort of shows his sort of claustrophobic living space
apart.
And yeah, the,
yeah,
his deterioration, which was just incredible.
I mean,
extremely harrowing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, one
pretty
thing
nifty.
Was, for me, and you couldn't really escape it at the start of the second half in particular. I mean, one of the things is the sort of really strong emphasis on sex, both visually
yeah.
and linguistically,
oh, yeah.
As well. I mean, it's something that the original. Has in its language quite a lot, and you do see. I think you see a kiss between the drum major.
Yes, once I
and
think.
Marie possibly.
It's
you never really see Marie and
Wojciech
having that physical bond at the start. They've already separated, but obviously we get at the start a sense that they are physically very bonded at the start. So yeah, well, did you feel that was gratuitous, or did it feel powerful and necessary? The sex in the play.
Felt a bit almost overdone, at least to me. Like that and the parent motif was just kind of the central themes of the play, but I feel like they could have done more with the parent and less with the sex.
I like the double casting of the
yeah.
The mother and
I
the wife.
Just
yeah.
one woman with the mother. I literally realised it
yeah.
just before she played both
yeah.
in the same scene.
I actually think quite the opposite. I think the kind of like the violent and unnecessary and uncomfortable way it's shown for the audience was really
no, that's
was really like powerful in the sense that we got an idea of how like constantly repulsed and uncomfortable Wojciech feels.
Yeah.
Ah.
I mean, was there any sort of tender physical expressions of love in the play?
Certainly in the very opening
yeah,
scene.
At the beginning,
yeah.
yeah.
But even
sense.
That was with vulgar jokes and language. And, you know, it sort of it didn't ease us into this
no.
kind
the
of
Omar,
uncomfortable tone at all. It sort of smacked
right
you in the face.
The,
so, no, but I think that's the whole idea of Wojciech, is that he after his childhood, he can't see it in that way, really. It's
yeah.
kind of, he has an imprint on him that it is kind of just inherently linked to violence and unpleasantness. And what he lacks is that genuine human connection, which he strives for, but can never really...
But then literally kills.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of which, the Marie gets strangled, obviously with Wojciech shaving the captain early on, and it said he goes through life like an open razor. There's a lot of foreshadowing, the fact that she's going to have her throat cut.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I missed that, but...
Oh, yeah, the strangling instead of the throat.
What did we
yeah.
make of the ending?
As in him shooting himself or the strangling.
And strangling her and shooting himself. I mean, those of you who know the play know that it's very open-ended and unfinished. Alex, what did you... I know that you were anticipating the ending.
I wasn't a fan of the ending. I think it was a bit... I hesitate to say cheap, because it was quite powerful. It was a very powerful ending. But it just kind of broke the mould a bit. I didn't expect him to kill himself. Although I thought he would, but I didn't want him to, because that would seem like the cheap, easy way out.
Mm.
I thought it was quite a bold move, because you know they'd had, like, when he was fighting with the drum major and stuff, they'd had all this sort of soundscaping underneath it to sort of embed the tension
oh, yeah,
within
the
you.
The
but
where,
in that final bit after he's killed her, before he kills himself and he's going nuts, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was literally just the actor on stage and trusting to him. I was like,
no, that,
God,
that was incredible.
Is he doing that every
yeah.
night?
Going on with that is quite like you were hearing his own thoughts in his own head, because he was just blurting out everything
mm.
which was in his head. So you're kind of in the same situation as him, is kind of gradually getting more and more het up and frustrated, and then suddenly the bang, and you
because you have it in your head, as you say, you don't really want him to do it, and you're thinking, no, he won't do that, he won't do that, and then he does, and it's such a shock, and you're, I don't know, it was very powerful, I think. I like the ending. Obviously, I haven't read the play, so I don't know.
And for me, the strangling was a lot more sort of drawn out than a sort of clinical sort of throat cutting.
Yeah,
so it came from a hug as well, which is interesting. It wasn't face on. It was,
and him saying "I love you, I love you" the whole time. Yeah. Oh god.
I think it's a good sort of saw what his mother was doing, though, wasn't it? Sort of strangling.
That's true.
Destroying him with love, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, either could be seen as expressions of the throat cutting is just one powerful pang of passion, whereas the strangling is the very determined kind of no, you are going to stay here, and I because you're all I have. In that sense. Actually, speaking of the sound, if we're talking more technically, I found the transitions a bit off-putting. It was very loud, very modern. I don't know whether it fit with the whole... Particularly, and also Mr. Trapmore and I talked about this during the interval, the scene length was very kind of...
Sporadic.
Jilted, yeah.
Yeah.
There were some very short scenes, and you didn't really have a lot of time to kind of invest in what was happening, and there were some very long scenes where you sort of lost track of what was happening by the end.
With some very dramatic character changes throughout.
It flowed more in the second half, I feel. But
what do we think about the set then? Because that was obviously
the set was
fantastic.
So
yeah,
very clever.
Set was cool.
It says in the programme that it's they wanted us not to trust the set and to feel surprised by it as well.
I felt the nature of the scenes was it didn't quite fit with the narrative in some ways. So in the first half of the play, we had lots of really rapid-fire, sort of jilted scenes with sort of chaotic transitions between them. And then in the second half, just as he's starting to undergo sort of mental disintegration, the scene suddenly became a bit longer and more drawn out in the way they're acted out. And I felt it should have been the other way around.
Yeah, that's exactly what you mean.
I was quite haunted. I think it was towards the end. The set seemed almost to be floating.
Yeah.
The flats were going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, sort of made me seasick or something.
I wonder why, if that's why the woman fainted in the audience.
Wow. Yeah, for me, the transitions in the first half were really slow, and it was all sort of silhouettes, and not particularly artistic, but that sort of by contrast highlighted the madness and chaos of the second half. But I feel like there was the first half and then it drastically changed to the second half.
Very quick change.
As
soon as it starts with that scene, you're like, this half is going to be a bit different.
this is a strange, yeah.
No, it was the flip. It was the first scene where Wojciech is really unpleasant to his wife.
Yeah.
Yes,
that flip came quite quickly.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that.
If we're talking change tack in the conversation slightly, I sort of felt that the setting of it being on the West East German border felt a bit obsolete. I wasn't really sure why it was set there, and I talked to
the
multiple people about this. So
it
was a language.
It was 1981, I think, wasn't it? East and West Berlin. I mean, I think my understanding is, the setting of the play is, it's not, although they're soldiers, it's taking place not during wartime, it's barracks, it's peacetime, but people, somehow Wojciech's still on edge, and I think they found that as a starting point. That it was sort of, you know, the very tense end of the Cold War contrasted with the violence of Belfast. So I think I agree with you, Elizabeth. I know you mentioned it before, but it worked nicely as a starting point. But I think they became less interested in that idea as the play progressed.
What were you going to say?
I didn't quite understand the point of it. They didn't play it up particularly. I know they didn't need to because that's not what the play's about. But at the same time, Well, I suppose the idea of the play is that it's malleable to...
Mm. Well,
from what I've been told about the text.
Like the set, the blocks in and of themselves, I initially immediately saw them as beds, which I know was a potential thing.
Yeah, they didn't look like it.
Because I hadn't read the programme, I didn't know it was 81 Berlin until they started talking about it.
Well, the
East
set
West.
Didn't try to evoke it, really, apart from the notion of a wall and a border.
Well, now I think back on it, those blocks could have been blocks of the wall. But I must admit, I did think that they were mattresses.
Like padded cell.
Padded cell would have been good.
All of which are thematic, yeah.
But I think we can all agree it was fantastically acted. I mean, whatever we think of the premise or the concept, the actor
was
committed to
it
so passionately and powerfully.
It was amazing.
Exhausting.
And the drum major was...
Well, there was no drum major, was there? It was Andres, straight drum major, straight journeyman.
Several characters.
Yeah, all rolled. He was an amalgamation of several of them.
Would anyone like to speak about the lighting design? Because listening to this comment about the loud